Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories.
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, Gay and Lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Woman's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that same government who has run Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and 12 other entitlement programs into bankruptcy? A government bureaucracy who can't run a railroad, your airports, secure your borders, or find 15 to 20 million illegal aliens? That same government that allows Islamic women to take their driver's license picture wearing a neck scarf covering their face because it offends their belief. What's next? Allowing the Ku Klux Klan wearing their hoods? Is it common sense to bankrupt the American treasury? Fighting wars for countries whose silent majority won't fight for themselves? Your debt is now $9.4 trillion. Is it common sense to continue to give away $9 billion of taxpayer money to unfriendly countries in foreign aid, including $2 billion a year to Egypt, who votes against the United States 80% of the time in the United Nations? All this while your own inner cities crumble. 40% of your high school graduates can only read or write at a fourth grade level. You have to import people from China and India for your high-tech industry because you haven't got enough smart people in America. and New Orleans and the flood victims of Iowa continue to be forgotten. This is madness. Lay down your misplaced global burden and rebuild America first. You can't support the world while neglecting your own country. Are you unifying the country with common sense when both of your presidential candidates cry out, "We must show compassion for the 15 to 20 million invaders from south of your border"? But not one word of compassion for the overburdened American taxpayer who is forced to subsidize the invaders by paying over $250 billion of their hard-earned money to establish America as the welfare department of a failed, corrupt foreign country. Are you unifying your country with common sense by sending out your utility bills and your Social Security checks in Spanish? Legal and illegal immigrants have no incentive to learn your unifying language because you make it easy for them not to assimilate. How many of you write in big letters across that bill, "English only, please," and send it back? Stop bending over backwards to accommodate every other culture but your own. Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We called them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now. Join the grassroots movement of the second American Revolution, not of guns and violence, but pressure, pressure, pressure on your non-representing representatives who created these problems in the first place. This is the most important phone number in your democracy, the congressional switchboard. Pick up your phone every day, every hour if need be, and call your representatives and tell them in no uncertain language to listen to the silent majority or else be thrown out on their hindquarters. It's toll-free, and your taxes pay for it. Would you stand by and watch your family perish when you have the power to save them? Of course not. Then why are you doing that to your own country? 1-866-340-9281. Perhaps you allow all this destructive, uncommon sense out of a distorted notion of tolerance. Remember what Aristotle said, tolerance is the last virtue of a dying society. You are tolerating the behavior that is destroying you. This wine was once rich, highly desired and admired, but when you dilute it with enough water, it stops being anything. Take back America now. Choose to be part of the second American Revolution. Pressure, pressure, pressure. No presidential candidate, no political party can save you now. Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God you will too.
Okay, everybody, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. This is Blog Talk Radio. We're live broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina, a little after 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Obviously, if I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina, some people don't get that. They don't understand the time. I got an email today. What time is the show? I said 6 p.m. Eastern. They said, and they were in the Central Time, so they're an hour behind us, and they didn't understand that they don't tune in at 6, they tune at 5 at their time. They're 1 hour behind us. I'm 6. There's 4 time zones in America, okay? You got Central, you got the Pacific, and you got Mountain. Excuse me, Mountain and Pacific. So Mountain is 3 hours, Pacific is 4 hours, okay? So you need to understand that, but, you know, what do you expect? Many people today you know, too busy with their iPhones and text messaging, and they don't understand what's really going on out there in the world today. You know, I was cruising around Facebook and the internet, YouTube, like I always do, trying to get show topic scheduled for tonight. However, they canceled and they want to come on Thursday, but I want to confirm that before I announce it. So I will have a special guest on Thursday, most likely, okay? I want to confirm it before I start shouting out names and, you know, committing myself and the people that are listening tonight. They're like, oh, they're going to have this person on, so I need to tune in. So I don't want to say, because, you know, most people are unreliable. They say they're going to do something and they don't do it. We know that. That's why the title of the show is Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. Some people, we just don't understand. We don't understand the times we live in. We live in deceitful times, violent times. America is the land of sudden death. You walk out your front door to go to work, you could die. You could die in a car accident. You can get out, stop at a gas station, get robbed, murdered. You never know. You're poisoned with the food you eat. You know, everybody's got cancer. I was talking to a gentleman the other day. He's like, huh. You know, he's 68 years old, and he's lived here in North Carolina his whole life, in Greensboro, North Carolina. He says, everybody I know is getting cancer. Why? How? Huh, well, wake up, you know, read the labels on your food, you know, keep taking the flu vaccination, keep getting all those vaccinations, you know, why are you getting cancer? Well, you know, look into it. We live in the information age. It's up to you to take advantage of it. You don't. Instead, you're worried about Lady Gaga or Beyonce and the Super Bowl show. And you don't want to take advantage of the knowledge that's out there at your fingertips, because one day the internet's going to get banned. They'll tax it. They'll have some sort of regulation on it. They've been trying it now for the last couple of years. Take advantage of that free information. You've got a whole entire world library at your fingertips. You know, look things up. And you don't have to just go through Yahoo or Google. There are thousands of search engines out there that you can use other than Yahoo and Google. So get the information. We live in the information age. Educate yourself. What they always say, knowledge is power. Okay? That's all you got to do. But anyway, back to this individual I was talking to about cancer. His wife has cancer, thyroid cancer. And that's nasty. We all know that. And it's bad. And of course, the doctors are only going to treat the symptoms. They're not going to heal her. They're only going to treat the symptoms, treat them the best way they know how. And when they treat, we all know what happens. There's side effects to their treatments because they're all man-made treatments. It's all scientific nonsense. When we have natural cures out there that can cure cancer, cure diabetes, cure AIDS, cure all these diseases out there that are man-made. God gave us everything on this earth to cure every disease that man tries to think to destroy the population. Because God already knew what man was going to do. Everyone thinks, you know, I argue with liberals all the time on the internet, and once, you know, I prove them wrong or I give them a factual statement, they resort to name-calling and yelling. We all know that. That's all the liberal can do. Or they'll change the subject, which will get us to now the conservative, liberal, political battle we have going on. And we all know Donald Trump is the front runner. And boy, oh boy, they are attacking him every which way they can. Because the establishment does not want Donald Trump to be president of this country. They do not want him to be the CEO of the District of Columbia. There's trouble on the horizon. Will Donald Trump be assassinated like Kennedy was? Or they tried Reagan? Who knows? Let me tell you, though, the establishment hates him. They want Hillary there. They wanted Jeb Bush, but he ran away like a coward when they started bringing up 9/11 and the Iraq War. Donald Trump was good at that. And he started talking about those 28 pages in the 9/11 commission report that was never released, the 28 pages. That tells you Iraq had nothing to do with the World Trade Centers being blown up. well, the plane flying into them, but we know they were blown up. Actually, the Saudi Arabian government had a lot to do with it. Those pages are classified, and you're not allowed to see them, the American general public. You, the slave. But anyway, a couple things I talked about already. If someone wants to call in tonight or they have a question, the phone number is 657-383-0616. And then you press 1, and I'll connect you. I always do a short opening and introduction. Maybe a shorter show because, like I said, I had a scheduled guest, but they bailed out on me in the last minute. They asked me if they could reschedule for Thursday. And, of course, you know, I'm always willing, and I'm always willing to bend over and, you know, help people out. And, you know, if they can't come on, they can't come on. So hopefully they'll be here Thursday. It'll be an interesting show. I'll put it up on the Internet on Monday or Tuesday and try to confirm it if they're going to be here. That will be a show that you do not want to miss, trust me. So if anyone's got a question or comment, then all you have to do is dial the number, 657-383-0616, press 1, and I'll put you on live. There's no editing. Nobody's denied a right to talk to everybody eventually. I got about 35 callers on the line tonight, a couple people in the chat room. I've got, I've got 630-947. I'm going to go ahead and connect this person right now. I believe this is the guy that's been calling in from Nevada. I'm not sure. I'm going to try connecting him. Hey, how you doing tonight? Is this my friend from Nevada?
That is me.
Hey,
that
how
is
you
me.
Doing?
How
you... I'm doing all right. How's it going?
Well, I always like when I call into a show or I turn on a show and the first thing I hear is about 9/11 being an inside job, I know I'm in the right place.
Well, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And like I said, if you're going to be a supporter of the show, I saw your number. I have two other callers before you, I think, that want to queue in. But I saw your number first, and I'll get to you first if you have something to share because, you know, I'm loyal to the people that listen. And like I said, we don't have commercials, and it's not all about me. It's about you. If you have something that you want to talk about or share, then by all means, this is not edited, and I'm not going to screen your call. I don't do that like other shows. But, hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, Tuesday, we can close this thing out, I think. A whole slew of states are coming up Tuesday, and sure, your listeners are ahead of the curve. But just as a reminder, if you know anybody in any of those states that you have influence with, don't call somebody you haven't talked to in 5 years pandering for their vote. They're not going to appreciate that. But if you know somebody in one of those states you've talked to, let's say in the past month or two, or maybe just through legitimate means you've lost contact with, but they wouldn't mind hearing from you, give them a call and twist their arm a little bit. Get them to vote for Trump because, there's rumors now that they're going to recruit Romney, put $75 million behind Romney if Rubio doesn't win Florida.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that, actually, also. I read that. That was on the InfoWars site, actually, and I think Bloomberg reported that, too. And, yeah, they're going to try to put Romney in there. But how could they put Romney in there? He would have to get on every ballot first, and how could they throw him? I mean, how rigged is this mess? How would they go about it, you think, you know?
Well, maybe the end game is just to make sure Trump loses.
Bingo. You're absolutely correct. And we know. Tell me something. How would you react as in the Patriot movement or people around you and your friends? And I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but we all have to address this question. Tell me, we know Trump is winning everywhere, but we know what happened to Ross Perot many years ago when he was winning, if you remember Ross Perot. And if they try to do something shady or corrupt, and Trump doesn't get in there, kind of how they blackballed Ron Paul. How are we going to react? I mean, are we going to put a stop to this nonsense? I mean, we can talk about it all we want. We got the media out there. We got the alternative media backing Trump. You're backing Trump. My supporters are backing Trump. Everybody is that I've spoken to. What are we going to do if they just blackball him and they select someone else? What are we going to do about this?
I would think then maybe it becomes just a matter of 2020. We're going to have Hillary for 4 years, and then we're going to primary whoever the Republicans put up and with Trump.
Yeah.
You know, he'll still be young enough in 4 years to run.
Can we survive 4 years of Hillary? I mean, the country's going down. We know that. I mean, look, we got Iran that will have a nuclear weapon within the next 4 years. And we know North Korea is developing a nuclear weapon. And we see what's going on with Syria and in the Middle East. I mean, you know, the world is in turmoil. We see Europe collapsing right before our very eyes, even though the Americans know nothing about it because it's not reported in their MTV. Can we really survive another 4 years? Can we really survive and carry on? I just don't know. I thought we were going to collapse during the Obama years. I'm surprised we've lasted, you know, the years he's been in there. I just don't know. What do you think?
I think that, we're going to survive until they come to get us. Until there's a, you know, is Hillary more likely than Obama to start rounding us up? And I don't think that's going to happen, but a lot of people are concerned about it, and I understand their concerns. I have a friend who won't talk politics on the phone, won't text message about politics because he thinks they're going to come and get him. There's millions of people like that. I call them cowards, but you know what? They're sensible. They're pragmatic to an extent. I mean, we really do anticipate a tyranny coming that's going to result in millions of us being rounded up and killed. And I think that's realistic. When will it happen?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're absolutely
correct. I don't think it's going
to
happen anytime soon. But that's their goal. That's their long term plan, is to round us up and kill us.
I've always thought that there, and you know, you watch the InfoWars or we watch what's going on. I always thought it'll be some sort of false flag, you know, and that will give them the excuse to brainwash the puppets, or convince the puppets or the fence sitters out there that hey, you need the government to protect you. And these people carrying guns out there, they're bad.
Right.
And the only safe place for you is those FEMA detention centers that they have all around the country. So, yeah,
right.
I think that it'll be some sort of false flag. When it comes to that point, you already know, and I know you don't have to elaborate. I already know where you stand, and I'm sure you know where I stand on that. I'm not going anywhere.
Right. Right.
But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your point. And if you got anything else to share, I'll just go ahead and try to move on if I got someone else on the line here. I got about 34 people on the line. But go ahead and finish your point or say what you got to say.
Yeah, it's just exciting. It's going to be an exciting 48, 50 some odd hours here coming up. And just get on the phones, guys. Get in the chat rooms and let's get this guy over the top so that they can't play their shenanigans out at the convention with saying, no, he doesn't have 51% of the delegates and we're going to hijack his nomination. So.
And you know what? I think that's what they're trying to do, too. I think that'll be their backup plan. I think they'll try to bring it to the convention and play their shenanigans, like you just said. I mean, look what they did in New Hampshire with Hillary and the Sanders guy, which I don't support either one of them, but hey. Super delegates. I went back and I looked at all the elections in the last 30 years. I never heard of a super delegate. Have you? You know?
I've never seen them be not a factor, not as a major factor like this. And one of these days, the average Joe Blow, who only votes every 4 years and doesn't know what a primary is going to say, are you kidding me? My vote doesn't matter. And, you know, the average person probably hasn't heard of the Electoral College either. So, I mean, yeah, people are in for a rude awakening. It's not going to – I don't think there's going to be a full-scale rebellion because people just don't care that much. There's only so many millions of us.
You're absolutely correct. You're that we are willing to sacrifice everything to try to restore the republic. And, hey, did you, while I got you on the line, you ever hear of the Restore America plan?
No. No.
No.
What's
okay,
that?
Well, that... Yeah, well, that was a plan back in 2007 where they said it was a 10-year plan, and they started out with the Restore America plan, and they came up with the grand juries all around the country, and they all mailed letters to the governor, governors telling them they needed to resign because it was a de facto system and that the de jure government was being restored.
Wow.
Just as a piece of advice, look that up when you get a chance, the Restore America plan and the Republic. Where they've tried to reinstill the de jure form of government because they believe, hey, the answer is within the law. But I see now it's not, because all these judges, these politicians, they're not going to give up those $1 million houses and their free paychecks for anybody. And they have the Federal Reserve enforcers behind them with the guns to back them up.
Yep.
So, and
yep.
Like I've always said, if we're going to get into a shooting war with the government, we're fools. This is an information war, like you said. Get out there, vote, get out there, call your friends. You know, somebody you haven't spoken to in a long time, call them. You know, twist their arm. We got to get this guy Trump in there. He's anti-establishment. Maybe we can make things change. Who knows? Hey, it's better than sitting around doing nothing and then complaining later on, right?
Yeah, and they're starting to pull some goofy cards out on Trump now. They're pulling the mafia card now on Trump, and so every day it's going to be something else.
I know. I agree. Hey, you know, you got a good voice on this program. I mean, you're well spoken. I appreciate you calling in the last couple times we've been on the air. And by all means, you're always welcome to call in. If I see your number, I'll get to you first. I promise. Okay.
Hey. So, excellent. Appreciate it. Great program you got.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And God bless and be safe out there. And like I say, anytime you call in, I will make it a priority to get to you because you're well-spoken. And, hey, you're out there. You got your ears to the ground. You're knowledgeable. You know what's going on. And that's what we're about, making people understand the times in which we live in today. So thank you. Have a good night. God bless.
Great. Thanks.
All right, I went ahead and muted that caller. If someone else wants to contribute tonight, you need to do it now. The phone number is 657-383-0616. You got to press 1 if you want to contribute. I know I had 2 callers on standby, but you have to understand, I like to give everyone a chance to say what they have to say or contribute. I don't like to cut people off. I don't think that's the right thing to do. I like them to have their full say. So if those 2 callers would check back in, I'd appreciate it. If not, if anyone else wants to check in, you need to do it now. Because like I said, we will wrap this program up a little bit early tonight because of the canceled guest. So the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press 1. If any of my supporters are out there tonight, I'd appreciate it if you checked in or stopped by and gave me your take on what we were just talking about or the opening. If not, I'll go ahead and get ready to start closing out. Usually when I close out, they start pressing 1 and it puts me in a bind. But okay, there's one of my supporters now that just popped up on the line. I appreciate that. So I'm going to go ahead and connect him. That's Marion, Connecticut. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello.
From Marion, Connecticut. Hey.
How's everything this evening?
It's okay. Hey, it's sunny and warm down here. Well, it's starting to get dark, but it was 72 degrees here in North Carolina. I don't know how it is up in Connecticut, but it was a beautiful day down here.
It was warmer here as well, but it definitely wasn't 72 degrees, that's for sure. That's summer weather for us. That's summer weather for us. Before all this came out about Trump and everything, I told you, He needs to be smart enough to fend these people off because they're going to pull every trick in the book. You know, he's the only one that's funding his own operation, so he's not going to be obligated to anyone afterwards. I don't know if he'll be a good president or he'll be a bad president, but he definitely can't do a worse job, I don't think, than what's been done so far.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I know you're a little bit of a guy that, talks about the healthy stuff we eat. You know, in my opening, I was talking about all these people that have cancer today, and and, you know, with the nonsense that's put in our food and the chemicals and everything. What did you think about that?
Well, I heard you, and that's exactly the way it's going. You know, if you take an Amtrak train, well, as of a couple of years ago, and you were to buy a cheeseburger on an Amtrak train, it cost you $9.50, probably, plus tax and everything like that. But what it cost a taxpayer is $16.15 for a cheeseburger. So over the decade, the government's lost $833 million selling cheeseburgers to people. Can you imagine that?
Well, I believe it. I mean, they'll pay. The money that's wasted, yeah, is unbelievable within the government. But I'm talking about basically also, you know, the camp. Like for instance, remember I think it was a couple months ago we did a show where you could put a McDonald's hamburger on a plate and put it outside in your garage, and it would look exactly the same 10 years later.
Yeah, that's the same with a Hostess Twinkie, you know.
Yeah, and we put this stuff in our body.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, it's like I always say too. It's not what you eat that really matters; it's what you don't eat. You know, you have to have a strong immune system, and if you do, you can eat this garbage, and you know, it won't affect you, or it won't affect you very much. But when you're continually consuming this garbage, because that's generally what it is from birth to death, what do you expect?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And I got Mike now on the line, so he's going to check in again tonight. So I appreciate that. And I just want to say hello to Elizabeth Rondo in Wallingford, Connecticut, and, of course, Bridget in Reidsville, North Carolina. She hasn't checked in for a long time, but I guess she's busy, so I understand. But I'm going to go ahead and put Mike on. But, hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Is this Mike?
I don't hear him.
I got 262-684. Is this Mike or I got someone else? Hello? 262-684-5350. You're on the air, live. Okay, I don't know. I guess I must have lost him. I'll try to reconnect him again.
You could have it on mute like I do, you know?
I got 262, area code 262. I don't know if it's Mike or someone else.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
I can hear you. Go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, that was me. My cell phone decided to jump off a cliff. So,
you got away from
okay.
you, huh?
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say hello to everybody. Hope everybody's doing well.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, and the second thing I'd like to do is I'd like to wish my sister a happy birthday. It's belated one date, but, you know, but it's still...
And who's your sister, Mike? Who's your sister and where does she live?
Jean Kavanaugh of Wallingford, Connecticut.
Okay, there you go.
She's the matriarch of the family.
I know her.
which means she's the oldest.
Okay. What else is on your mind, Mike? Hey, while we were talking about the weather, just get off all the subjects. How's the weather out in Wisconsin?
Actually, the last 2 days, it's been pretty nice. Almost up near 60 both today and yesterday. Really, really windy, though. But as you know, my wife, we live on the farm, and she cleaned out the chicken coop all by herself today, and they cleaned out the barnyard. So when you get a couple nice days like this, and you know, and you can get on the fields, you know,
you take advantage of, and that's a farmer's life, and you know, you these beautiful days, you know, the city people, where do they go? They go to the park to ride a bike. But what's the farmer do? They get out there and work. You know, and
yeah,
that's
well,
what's special about what you just said.
The high here today was 56.
That's in Meriden, Connecticut.
Right.
That's not bad. You know, with a little pollution, that's not bad.
Everybody was running around in bikinis, and they had the windows open and everything else.
Anyway, Mike, what I talked about with the first caller, which is now obviously supports the show now. He's called in 3 times, which I really appreciate that. That's a gentleman from Nevada. But and the opening that I did, the introduction. Do you have anything to comment on that?
Yeah, you know, as you can see that, you know, the Democratic Party is, you know, they got their bag of tricks open, you know, and you know, and it's not even the Democratic Party. I mean, look at Rubio. I mean, you know, he's standing up there yelling and screaming it. He's a con man. He's this. He's that, and everything else. You know, and it's like I understand. Rubio doesn't have a snowball chance in you know where, and you know, and I guess you know if Ted Cruz doesn't win Texas, I guess his future's not looking very well either.
Yeah, but
you know?
Yeah, but the caller made out a very interesting point that not many people are talking about. That's not covered. They're going to try to get Mitt Romney back in there. They're going to give him $75 million to try to uproot a Trump or try to get some delegates his way so they can go to the convention and disrupt things. What do you think about that, Mitt Romney? I mean, we, you know.
See, I didn't know anything about that, and if that's true, then I'm really disgusted with our government and everything. That, to you know, we're supposed to have a democratic society. You know, why are all the people out there, you know, voting and you know putting yard signs out and going to meetings and things like you know calling people on the phone, you know, and then for them to come in and do something underhanded like this. It's,
How do you think the voters in New Hampshire feel? They vote for a candidate, and what do they say? She got the superdelegates.
Yeah.
What I like about Trump? I was going to download that last speech he gave. I was going to put that on the program tonight, but I didn't get a chance. I didn't have time. You know, where he's so for real. Like, he say, hey, that guy out there, he's from the insurance industry. He's in the crowd tonight. He's waving at me, hi, and then he's yelling boo. You know? I mean, he's for real. He understands,
yeah, right.
And you know,
and that's what I said about him in the beginning. You know, yeah, he might not know how to, you know, I guess run the government per se, but
right,
Barack
Mike,
Obama
Mike, he
didn't.
Doesn't have to, Mike. Neither did Obama, but he doesn't have to. That's why you have cabinet members, you have the Congress, the Senate, the House. You know, he surrounds himself around people that are going to run the government. The president's only there as a mouthpiece, actually. You know,
right.
And he's going to, yeah.
And isn't that what Trump has said all along? He's going to have, you know,
yes.
Carl Icahn or something
He's going to get the best people, he said.
Right, he's going to get the best people. Right now, Obama has, you know, he might as well have picked a bunch of people out of the back alley of the, you know, of the grocery store and made them Secretary of State because...
Do you know Trump's age?
How old is Trump? I don't even know. How old is he?
He's about 70.
I was going to say, he's around 70.
Yeah, he's
wow,
about 70.
He looks good. He looks good for his age, huh?
Yeah.
He could be 71. I don't know.
You know, I kind of feel sorry for the guy in a way because... They pick on him so bad about his hair, you know, and it's like, you know,
Do you also know that Trump has never had a drink or a smoke in his life?
Yeah, I saw that the other night on the.
Right.
Talking.
What does that tell
wow.
you? I didn't inhale, right, Monica?
Yeah, right. Right.
Well, I like what Alex Jones did on the InfoWars where he pointed out the point. Look. What did he do? Jeb Bush started picking on him. What did he do? He brought up 9/11 as an inside job. You know, what did Jeb Bush do? He ran away fast. You know, he said, hey, wait, Clinton wants to start attacking to him. Hey, let's talk about Clinton and all the women he's raped. You know, he says it like it is, and that's what's important. We need someone to expose these criminals, and that's what he's doing. You know, and he doesn't do it on purpose. When they attack him, he does it at the right time. And, you know, just like when they're on the debate floor. You start picking on Trump, what's he do? Hey, it's time to attack you now. Let's pull out the dirt on you. He knows his thing. He knows because he's a businessman. He's dealt with all these people throughout the business world.
Right.
He knows their dirt.
Right. I said this before. You know, back when we had 45 million people in America, now we've got 10 times that. You know, we got to stop this dirt throwing and downright deceitful behavior on stage by these politicians, because that's what it is. It's downright immoral almost on what they're doing just to get a vote. You don't need to call the kettle black or whatever, you know, slogan you want to use there. You know what? Why can't you win on your own record?
That's correct. That's correct. Why can't you win on talking about the issues? Let's see Trump's plan. Let's see Cruz's plan. Let's see Rubio's plan. Even let's see Hillary's plan. And you know what? If that's their plan, they have to stick to it. If they don't and they lie to us, the people, we the people who really run the government, you're out. You're out.
Right.
That's
and,
it.
And you know what? I mean, look at Ronald Reagan. You know, the reason he got stuff done is because people couldn't figure him out. You know what
true.
I mean? And that's what we need. We need somebody up there that everyone's like, well, you know, gee, if I step over that line, he might cut my toe off. You know, instead of Obama bringing out the polisher and clipping up their nails and drawing on my line.
We need more jelly beans in the White House.
Yeah, that's right. So.
That's absolutely correct. You know,
I hear there's a lot of Muslims living in the White House.
Yeah, well, there's a fruitcake in there now.
There certainly is.
Hey, you know what? I heard that. I heard Obama's gay. What do you think about that? You think he's gay?
Listen, I've been saying that since the beginning of time. I got an audio recording of it.
Hey, send that to me, and we'll play that on Thursday.
According to the recording, which I have to find, he was in the back seat of a car out and about in Chicago when he was doing his tricks there, and he was caught. And how far it went from there, I don't know, but that's all the information I had on the recording.
If you could find that, that'd be great. I'd play it. Why not?
If I get an opportunity, I'll see if I can find it. But I have a little bit of news, but I don't want to elaborate too much, but I'm sure you'll get the gist of it.
Go ahead.
I have someone moving in here with me.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we'll leave it at that right now. We'll talk about that in a personal nature later.
Yep.
But anyway, Mike, go ahead. And like I said, I wanted to wind it down a little early tonight. So, Mike, go ahead and then Joe can have a last word to close it out tonight for us.
Well, okay. Well, you know, I wish to say that I'm very favorable to that gentleman that calls in from Nevada. I mean, he's a breath of fresh air. And
I agree.
He kind of makes you proud to be an American again, you know. Somebody that's willing to, you know, stand up for some what they believe in, and you know, and not just, you know, follow the horse's butt in front of you, you know.
Yeah,
or follow
the yellow brick road. You're right, and I wish more patriots would try to call in. And what it is they call in or they listen and they're afraid to, you know, speak their mind, unless I invite them on as a direct guest. But, you know, you just can't invite someone on just for the heck of it. You know, they got to have some sort of background or expertise. But I always welcome everybody's comments, so call in. Like you said,
I wish people had enough courage that, you know, you could take a poll, in the next hour, that could have people just call in and say who they're voting for,
Well, we can do that. I can get a list of actual registered voters who are undecided, and we can do maybe like 20 calls one night and see who they're going to vote for, and have our own little poll. You're absolutely correct.
Then, you know,
we
that
can
would be
do that. That's a good idea.
That'd be kind of fun, don't you think? Why are you voting for this person? What intrigues you about them? You know,
you're absolutely correct. As long as the listeners will be patient and listen to the calls, I'd be more than happy to do that. And maybe if my guest doesn't show up this Thursday, I've got nothing booked then. maybe I'll work on that as a backup plan. And hey, we'll call 20 or 30 or 40 people who are registered voters, because that's public information. And hey, like you said, Mike, we'll say, who are you supporting in the election? Why? What, when, and where, and why, you know? And maybe, like the caller in Nevada said, we could twist their arm and try to persuade them towards Trump, you know?
Yeah.
That's an idea, well, Mike. I appreciate that.
I guess I'm done. I'd like to say, you know, have a good evening, everybody. And, you know, I hope whoever's listening out there will keep listening and supporting the show. And just remember, tell a friend.
That's right.
So I guess
thanks,
I'll say
Mike.
Goodnight
thanks,
to you.
Mike.
All right,
thanks,
goodnight, Mike.
God bless. Take care. Go ahead, Joe. It's your turn. Go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. I just muted Joe by accident. Hang on.
Now you're unmuted.
I'm going to go ahead and mute Mike. Yeah. Go ahead. You're on, Joe.
Yeah, I think when you call these people to get their opinion, I think we're going to be in for a rude awakening. I think it'll be kind of funny. Being on the internet, it doesn't matter what they say, but I think you're going to get people with disturbing outlooks on everything, with vulgar and swearing galore. That's what I think. But
well,
that's just my opinion.
We'll see. We'll see. It's worth a shot.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, hey, and you're entitled to your opinion, but you know what? We may find out something that we want to hear where we may get the truth. Hey, I call 30 people around the country. All 30 people say they're voting for Trump, and Trump don't go get in there. Something's wrong.
What I'd like to have you do is call some people that can explain in detail the voting process and exactly how it works, and do it on a state-by-state basis, where if any state has a different process, they elaborate on that a little bit.
There you go. Hey, that's a good idea, too. I don't have a problem with that. You see, I tried calling last week the White House hotline. The look where I got there, they hung up on me.
That's right. Well, that's our government at work. Remember, I related that incident to you about the $9.50 cheeseburger, and this was 2 or 3 years ago. $9.50 for a cheeseburger. I don't know how many people can afford to buy too many of those. You know, I've been listening to podcasts for a decade and a half or 2 decades now, and that's where I received this information about Osama bin Laden there in Chicago. You know, and that's where I get my information about Colonel Sanders out of Vermont, about him not working and the way he is. And I believe that when Billary becomes our next president, that she's gonna take it out on us for what's happening to her.
Let's hope not. And let's try to fight against that. But, Joe, I appreciate that. Absolutely, you're absolutely correct. And I'll be in contact with you with your statement earlier. But I'm going to go ahead and start getting ready to wrap it up. And I got a couple show ideas. You see, your opinions matter. That gave me some new ideas, you know, to go out there. And that's what interests you, the listener. I want to know what you want to talk about. It's not about what I want to talk about. It's about what you want to talk about and listening to your opinions and your suggestions, because, hey, you're a society. You're a part of the citizenship out there and the community that we all belong to, whether or not you're out there in San Diego, California, like my friend Peter, Dr. Ventura, who's listening tonight, or Joe in Sebastian, Florida, or Joe in Meriden, Connecticut, Mike out in Wisconsin, our friend out in Nevada. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about you guys. So God bless. Take care. We will be broadcasting 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, and we will have an interesting show, I promise. So please, tune in. God bless.
Good night. Good night.
Before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat him. The answer to 1984 is 1776.